Alessandra Stathos isn't trying to save the world, she's trying to rule it. In a realm where court intrigue is as deadly as poison, this calculating young woman has developed a sophisticated pattern. Collect lovers, extract expensive gifts, document their secrets, and discard them when they no longer serve her purpose. When her sister's engagement finally frees her from the societal rule requiring second daughters to wait their turn to marry, Alessandra reveals her true ambition: to seduce the Shadow King, marry him, and then kill him to take his kingdom. It's a plan years in the making, backed by meticulous research and a network of connections she's carefully cultivated. What makes her compelling despite her ruthlessness is her genuine brilliance, particularly her revolutionary fashion designs that challenge traditional norms and serve as both art and armor in her quest for power. Her understanding of influence extends beyond mere control. She recognizes that true power comes from manipulating perceptions, a skill she's honed to perfection. Callias Maharis, the Shadow King, bears a curse matching his title. He can manipulate shadows and become intangible, but with a steep cost. Skin-to-skin contact would permanently bind him to corporality with that person, leaving him vulnerable to assassination. Following his parents' murder, he isolated himself, suspecting their killer remains at court. When Alessandra approaches him, meeting his gaze while others avoid it, she instantly intrigues him. Their careful dance, maintaining physical distance, mirrors their relationship, intense yet separated by shadows. Beneath Callias's cold exterior lies a man yearning for connection while fearing vulnerability. His proposal for a pretend courtship reveals both strategic thinking and profound loneliness. When he tells Alessandra she's not so beautiful as to tempt him, it's more defense mechanism than insult, a way to maintain the emotional distance he believes necessary for survival. The Shadow King's court is a treacherous labyrinth where smiles mask ulterior motives and whispers carry deadly weight. Lord Vasco, head of the King's Council, immediately positions himself as a potential adversary. Alessandra strategically befriends Hestia Lazos, who becomes a trendsetter after adopting her fashion choices, and Rhoda Nicolaides, a wealthy widow whose unassuming position makes her an invaluable intelligence source. Through these connections, Alessandra discovers genuine friendship, though she constantly questions whether she can truly trust anyone. Other key figures include Leandros Vasco, burdened by a mysterious falling out with the king, Orin, Lord Eliades, masking disdain behind courtesy, and Lady Zergus, whose failed courtship with the late king left her with both influence and resentment. In this dangerous game, Alessandra must build lasting alliances while maintaining her guard. One wrong step could destroy her plans or cost her life. As their fake courtship begins, Alessandra and Callias opt for private dinners in the library rather than formal parlors. When both reach for chocolate cake before the main course, Callias notes their shared tendency to take what they want. He confesses his ambition to rule the world, while she admits craving acknowledgement after being overlooked as a second daughter. Their bond strengthens through increasingly dangerous experiences. When attacked by a masked bandit during a picnic, Callias executes the guards who failed to protect them, and Alessandra understands the tough decisions kings must make. Physical tension builds during a swimming excursion at a secluded lake, where despite their no-touch rule, they share intimate conversations about past lovers and personal histories. What makes their courtship compelling is its transformation from calculation into genuine connection. Alessandra, who planned to seduce and kill Callias, finds herself drawn to his intelligence and vulnerability, while he discovers she challenges and understands him in ways no one else does. As Alessandra's influence grows, threats from her past emerge. Baron Galanis requests she discuss his son Hector's 3-year disappearance, the very man she murdered after he broke her heart. Flashbacks reveal how she disposed of his body in the Undacia Forest, nearly becoming trapped in the grave she dug. This murder reveals her complexity. She's capable of violence, but was driven by profound betrayal. Her vow never to love again explains her calculated approach to relationships and her pursuit of independent power. Meanwhile, Kalias is haunted by his parents' murder, which he believes someone at court orchestrated. His shadow ability originated from his ancestor Bakhnamon, who, desperate to keep his throne, turned to devils after the gods ignored him. The Devil of Pain granted him shadow powers and immortality with one condition: skin contact would make him vulnerable. These shadows of the past create constant tension. Will Alessandra's crime be discovered? Will Kalias find his parents' killer? And can two people with such dark histories ever truly trust each other? When Alessandra's former lover Myron attempts blackmail, she turns the tables by purchasing his debts, transforming her blackmailer into her puppet. Her manipulation of the Ruben Melita engagement showcases her talent for solving multiple problems simultaneously, freeing Ruben from his unwanted betrothal while undermining her rival Oren's court position. Working with Kalias in his shadow form, she exposes the Noble's Bane bandit by finding incriminating evidence in Oren's quarters, leading to his arrest. Alessandra approaches each challenge strategically, thinking several moves ahead while remaining flexible. The story's greatest revelation is that Leandros, the charming friend who flirts with Alessandra, is actually Xanthos, Kalias's supposedly dead brother. Disguised with dyed hair and a broken nose, he's been plotting revenge with Lord Vasco's help, explaining both the assassination attempts and their parents' murder. In the climactic confrontation, Alessandra places herself between the brothers as a human shield, willing to die for Kalias despite his earlier banishment after discovering her original plan to kill him. This selfless act demonstrates her transformation from a woman who began by murdering her lover to one who risks her life for the man she loves. The Shadows Between Us masterfully explores ambition, power, and unexpected love. What begins as a deadly game transforms into a genuine partnership between two complex individuals who find in each other what they never knew they needed. Alessandra remains sharp-witted throughout, her capacity for love enhancing rather than diminishing her strength. Kalias grows beyond his isolation while retaining his core identity. His vulnerability allows him to become the ruler and partner he was meant to be, with the dissolution of his shadows paralleling his emotional journey. Together, they create a partnership based on mutual respect, shared ambition, and genuine love. In a genre often defined by power imbalances, their relationship stands out as refreshingly equal, not savior and saved, but ambitious equals who recognize in each other a kindred spirit. Their story proves that sometimes the most powerful partnerships are forged in shadow, where two spirits can recognize each other's darkest parts while building something greater than themselves.